The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Le papa rakata, bike le bosoto kapayata. We le papa rakata kaba, di prokoto kaba, rapa papa papa papa. Once again, Father, we are grateful. We are grateful. We celebrate your goodness and your mercy. Lord, 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 we celebrate your goodness and your mercy. Le papa rakata kaba itale beshe. Le papa rakata kaba itale beshe. Le brokoto kaba itale beshe keteke bara. Kaban kele bakura basata kaba ya. Ile papa rakata kaba itale beshe keteke bara. Makata kaba ya kaba rapapa itale beshe. Le papa rokoto kaba itale beshe keteke barakata kaba ya. Ile papa, unto you be all the glory. Let's thank the Lord. Let's thank the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for giving us life to live again in a new day. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We celebrate your goodness and your mercy, Lord. We thank you. We appreciate you, oh Lord, for giving us life to live again. We appreciate you for giving us life to live again. We appreciate you for giving us life to live again. Ile papa rakata kaba itale beshekete. Le prokoto kaba itale beshekete ke bara. Bali karabo jaba rakata kaba ya. Ibelekete ke bara kata kaba itale beshe. Ile papa rakata kaba itale beshe. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Unto you be all the glory, unto you be all the worship, unto you be all the honor, unto you be all the adoration. Lord, you are God. Lord, you are King. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be exalted and be adored. Hallelujah. Li papa rakata kaba itele bebe. Li papa rakata kaba itale beshe. Rapapa kata kaba yakata kaba ya. Li prokutu kaba yakata kaba yakaba. Li papa, you are the mighty God, the great I am. There is none to be compared unto you, O Lord. There is none to be compared unto you, O Lord. There is none to be compared unto you, O Lord. You are the mighty God. 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 You are the almighty 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 God. You are the all-powerful God. You are the all-knowing God. Rakata kaba itale beshete teke bara. Ile papa rakata kaba itale beshete teke. The Almighty God, the all-knowing God, and the all-present God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your presence with us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come under your feet, Father, to learn from you, oh God, and to be led by your Spirit. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blood. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, thank Lord, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the name of Jesus. Thank you for the name of Jesus. Thank you for the word that you have given to us. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Let the testimony that is marked for me, let that testimony follow me, let that testimony manifest, let the testimony follow me,
let the testimony that is marked for me, Let them begin to flow. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father. We thank the Lord for how far He's leading us. I can really feel the presence of the Lord in the house. Once again, I say, Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you. I welcome you to Power for Today morning podcast, coming your way from Destiny House podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kotopabi down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys, Boja Worldwide, and Pascal, his team, as our technicians. This morning, we are continuing on the theme, aligning with Jesus for a triumphant exit. Aligning with Jesus for a triumphant exit. Once again, our theme is Mark chapter 5, 25 to 34. Mark chapter 5, 25 to 34. But under the aligning with Jesus for a triumphant exit, there is a sub-theme, dash, when your faith says yes, God will not say no. When your faith says yes, God will not say no. When your faith says yes, God will not say no. Beloved, my teacher, the Holy Spirit, is just opening my eyes to see even the theme. Aligning with Jesus for a triumphant exit. Aligning with Jesus. What do we align our mind with? What do we align our thoughts with? What do we align our problems, the challenges that we face? What do we align them with? What do we align the battles with? Aligning with Jesus for a triumphant exit. The lady with the issue of blood, whose name now we know as Veronica. Veronica, according to theologians and biblical history, Veronica aligned her hemorrhage. Her hemorrhage. She aligned her hemorrhage with Jesus by touching the garment of Jesus. I want to tell you something. Anything in which you express faith, a spirit enters. Anything in which you express faith, somebody should write this for me. Anything in which you express faith, a spirit enters. I am going to tell you something that you have never heard before, or you might have heard me saying only from me, because the Spirit teaches me. To be honest with you, I have something we call HOGA, a personal school, Holy Ghost Academy, Rhema Faculty, Holy Ghost Academy. So you see my jotters, I've written Holy Ghost Academy. Mama has even been calling me like that, HOGA, Holy Ghost Academy, Rhema Faculty. These are, you see me writing when I'm praying. The Holy Ghost is just bringing it out. I haven't read them anywhere. In fact, pray with me. There are many things I need to bring outside. Because all these things I've written, they are all in over 200 and something jotters. They must come out to be a blessing to people. Beloved, aligning with Jesus for a triumphant exit. This lady in Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34. I just want to read verse 1. And in from other translations. First King James says, "For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." 29. And straight away, the fountain of her blood was dried up. 29. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Of that plague. Now, what is ABU translation says? If I touch even his garment, William's translation says, for she kept saying, are you getting that? She kept saying, this is the Koine Greek. It is always present continuous. Yes, the language in which the Bible was written was always present continuous. Believe, keep on believing. Do, keep on doing. Act, keep on acting. Say, keep on saying. But you see, when they put it like that, the Bible will be too big. The Bible will just be too big. That's why it is always just put in the present tense. So, this translation says, for she kept saying, if I can only touch his clothes, NASB says, excuse me, let me look at the distinct of the translations. Okay, so excuse me 1 second. Another translation says, for she thought, if I just touch his garment, I shall be whole. American Standard Version says, I shall be made whole. Revised Standard says, I shall be made well. Berkeley says, I will be healed. Then King James, verse 29 now. And straight away the fountain of her blood was dried up. RSV. And immediately the hemorrhage ceased. NASB. The flow of her blood was dried up. King James. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. RSV. Of her disease. Phillips translation. And she knew in herself that she was cured of her trouble. Beloved, whatever into which you express your faith, the moment you express your faith into something, the spirit of that thing enters. The moment you express your faith into something, anything you focus your faith on, the moment you express your faith in something, a spirit enters into that thing. Look, let me tell you, faith, Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I owe you an offering. Look, God didn't call you and I to generate faith. No. Look, in Christ is faith. God created us with his image. Let me tell you, faith is divine endowment. Faith is a spirit. Faith is a being. It's a being, it's a spirit, it's a divine endowment that God created us with. Even unbelievers, they have faith. I'm telling you, everybody has faith. Some of you are driving. Some of you are sitting like I'm sitting. When you were going to sit down, did anything tell you that the chair will collapse? Did anything, when you go to the office and then you sit on your chair behind your desk, does anything tell you that the chair will scatter? When you were going to bed yesterday, didn't you make plans for today? Haven't you even called somebody? That, oh, today this, so. Some of you have even made plan for 2025. That is faith. Because you know that day will arrive, that day will come. So that is all. That is faith. Every human being has faith. Yes. You have faith. Fear is faith. Fear. Is faith in danger. Fear is faith in danger. Fear is faith in danger. Failure, fear of failing, fear of dying, fear of this. They are all various expressions of what? Faith. Various expressions of faith. Let me tell you. Let me tell you, all shrines, all idol worshippers, it is expression of faith in a power, in a spirit. The moment you go to a tree and talk to that tree, that old tree, I know that you can provide my testimony. Look, a spirit will enter that tree. This one, because we are not supposed to worship creation, creatures. No. So that one, do you know the spirit that will enter? Satan, devil. Because Satan is a created being. So when you go and stand by a rock and speak to the rock, that you rock, provide my miracle. And then you make a sacrifice. Even if you drop money, on that rock, any sacrifice you make, anything you drop there, let me tell you, immediately you say this, a spirit will enter that thing. And before you realize, you begin to have dreams. Oh, I'm not recording myself today. Because I record myself because some of these things, they are fresh from the Holy Spirit. HOGA, Holy Ghost Academy. Thank you, Lord. So you see, when you do that, you go, look, even your car can be a god. I'm telling you, your car can be a god. Anything around, a wall, can be a god. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 26 and 27, when there was a war between the Israelites and then the Moabites. When the Moabite king realized that the war was going against him, what did he do? He picked the son that would succeed him and sacrificed him on the wall. On the wall. The Bible says that immediately he did that, the fury, the anger turned against the Israelites. And what happened? They broke camp. They ceased pursuing them. Let me read this. So you see, immediately this king took the son and sacrificed him. A demon, the devil himself, came to stand there. The devil himself came to stand there. First Kings chapter 3. Is it First Kings 3 or Second Kings? Sorry, I think it is Second Kings. Sometimes these scriptures, wow. I don't know why sometimes scriptures, they mess me up like that. When things are too much, fine. Second Kings, Holy Ghost. I shouldn't be messing up with scriptures like that. Things are too much, that's why. Second Kings chapter 3 verse 26. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too sore, King James, for him, he took with him 700 men that drew swords to break through even unto the king of Edom. But they could not. 27. Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel. And they departed from him and returned to their own land. Let me read from other version. And offered him up as an ascending sacrifice on the wall. Amplified version says, then he, Moab's king, took his eldest son, who was to reign in his stead, and offered him for a burnt offering on the wall, in full view of the horrified enemy kings. Then the portion that says, and there was great indignation against Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their own land. Let me, New English Bible says, the Israelites were filled with such consternation at this sight that they struck camp and returned to their own land. Taylor's translation says, so the army of Israel turned back in disgust to their own land. Jerusalem translation says, there was bitter indignation against the Israelites, who then withdrew, retiring to their own country. Amplified version says, and there was great indignation, wrath, and bitterness against Israel. And they, his allies, Judah and Edom, withdrew from Jehoram and returned to their own land. As I'm reading this, Holy Ghost is imparting something into me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Look, when your faith says yes, God will not say no. All these juju people, people who are wearing charms, people who cast spells, words, people who use charms, rings, powder, handkerchief, whatever. Let me tell you, it is your faith in that thing. It is your faith in that thing. I'm telling you, it is your faith in that thing. When the king of Moab cut the sun on the wall, Satan himself came to stand there. Because the highest sacrifice where you see Satan himself is human being. I'm telling you, when you sacrifice human being, Satan himself, when you sacrifice animals, demons. But when you sacrifice human being, Satan himself comes to stand there. Beloved, as we end the year, you should be careful where to align your mind, your mouth, your thoughts, your actions. This woman, Veronica, aligned her challenge with Jesus. She said, and she thought. She thought, she said, she touched. She thought, she said, she touched. She thought, she said, she touched. Somebody should write it for me. She thought, she said, she touched, or she acted. She thought, she said, she touched. Because faith without action is what? Is dead. Faith without action is what? Dead. She thought, she said, she touched. She thought, she said, she touched. She thought, she said, she touched. Please, let me tell you. Anything in which you express faith, there's a spirit enters there. Let me explain to you. When you go to a rock and say, rock, you can provide me water. I'm listening to this portion very, very carefully. The difference between idol worship and then Christianity or Christ. When you go to a rock, a wall, a tree, like the hidden people do, and say, you can provide my testimony. You can provide this. You can do this. You are just speaking to the rock like that. A spirit that is created will enter, because you are commanding a created thing to do what? To provide. You didn't attach God to it. You didn't attach Jesus to it. That one, a demon will enter. But when you attach Jesus, that God, you created this stone. God Almighty, you have brought water from this rock. You have done so, so, and so. Whenever I stand here, Lord, speak to me. Whenever so, so, and so, do the Spirit of God, an angel will come and stand there. Not a demon, an angel, because you connected it to God. Like we do on the altar. Like we go. In fact, a lady sent me a testimony. She's online right now. They came for Thanksgiving. She doesn't attend our church, but she lost an uncle's wife who was our member, and then they came for Thanksgiving. This was some years ago. And she loved the way I preached. Yesterday, she sent me a testimony. She loved the way I preached. And then that day, an envelope was distributed for something. She picked one. And her mother was saying that, but you don't attend church here. When are you bringing it? Why did you pick it? She said, oh, she will bring it next Sunday. She will come. She came again, the message and everything. Then she decided to become a member. Before then, life was very difficult. Her father, who used to help her, will not help her again. Was very reluctant in paying school fees. Maybe the father and the mother are no longer together and all that. It is difficult for her to get things from her father again. That is before she came to the church. But immediately she came to the church, she said, God. In fact, she went to the altar. When she saw people connected, she just went there. That, Lord, let this altar of yours help me. She said, from that day, that week, her uncle just called her and said, look, you, I will start taking care of you. I will start paying your school fees. She's in the university now. He said, from that day, her uncle has never stopped paying her school fees. Her problem, in fact, she was talking about the altar, deliverance altar yesterday. The way she talked about the altar, I became afraid. She said, hey, that altar. She said, and I've been seeing her truly. Every time she comes to church, she'll go to the altar there. She'll go and draw. I've been watching her. Not knowing it is something. Even she was telling me that Pastor's appreciation, she has nothing, but she went to the altar. But do you know, yesterday she said, Daddy, as I'm giving you this testimony, my account has just been credited with some amount of money. God bless you, so, so, and so, this, and this, and this, and that. You see her faith. The woman said, Veronica said, she thought, she said, and she acted. Today is the 13th day. Yesterday was a prophetic day. 12-12-2023. Some people sent some seed for the prophetic day. It is according to your faith. According to your revelation, yes. Somebody sent something from US. I mean, two people sent something from US and all that. It's according to your faith that it works. So fine. It is not. I'm just saying something. Today is 13th. I think we are left with about 18 days to cross over. What are you aligning with? Are you aligning with what hasn't happened? Or you are aligning with Jesus? Beloved, when your faith says yes, heaven will never say no. I want us to end 2023 like Veronica. Husband, do you know that the moment you begin to think and say good things about your wife, you don't know why I praise my wife outwardly. You don't know. She's trying. She's a human being. We are all a work in progress. She's not an angel. There are things I get angry with her about. We get angry at each other. I am telling you. We are still a work in progress. But you see, the more you say good things about your partner, you are creating those good things. You are creating those good things. Look, words create atmosphere. As I'm speaking right now, I am creating a realm. Those who are listening to me, your spirit, there is a realm as you tune. There is a realm that your spirit is entering into. These words are bringing your spirit into what? A realm, a realm, a realm. A realm. I don't know how to explain realm. A sphere, an atmosphere. You are entering into supernatural realm, supernatural what? Atmosphere. Look. Oh my God. Even when failure, everybody is saying this thing has failed. And you continue to see success. You continue to see success. You think success and say success. Think success, say success. Think success, say success. And then you take an action. That failure will turn into success for you. I'm telling you. That bitter thing will turn into sweet pool for you. That's how miracle works. Veronica thought and said to herself, and touch. There are some places in my house, compound, that I have anointed. I have set an altar that whenever I stand there, you will go and stand there, nothing will happen. But me, when I go and stand there, now I am beginning to see that somebody was telling me you went and stood somewhere and then saw something. I say, oh wow, I see. When I go and stand there, or I go and sit there, I know the revelations I receive. I know the revelations I receive. Because I have dedicated that place to God. The anointing oil we use, some churches don't use it. Some don't, it is not. We always say, Holy Spirit, you can work through this oil. Bah, that is it. Jesus, you can work through this oil. That is our faith. Why did people send handkerchief? Acts chapter 19. Handkerchief to touch Paul. Because Paul couldn't follow them to their homes to go and heal the sick. So he said, bring handkerchief. They brought handkerchief and touched the body of Paul. They sent those handkerchief to touch their sick mothers and father. Cripples started walking. Those who were possessed with demons. Demons started flying out. Handkerchief. Handkerchief. Peter's shadow was healing. As he was passing in the afternoon, the shadow was cast. His shadow was doing what? Healing the sick. Beloved, we are in a miracle season. I usher you into a miracle season. I usher you into a miracle season. I declare to everyone online, what you believe, you will see. I say, what you believe, you will see. What you think, what you say, and what you act, you will see it. Somebody should write it for me. What you believe, you will see. What you believe, you will see. What you think, you talk, and then you do or act, you will see. I'm telling you. What you believe, you will see. What you believe, you will see. Another testimony just came. Yes. I was being told last week by one of the ladies that there is this Muslim guy. They come to pray at our car park in the church there. And then one of the days, he begged her that she wants to enter and pray in our this thing. He also wants to go to the altar. Then the lady resists her, say, no, no, no. Say, no, I'm not going to do anything bad. Look, I had a dream. I am sick. I had a dream. And I saw that I was kneeling on your altar there. And immediately the sickness, was gone. The lady said, okay. Do you know that the lady said the following day, the guy came and said, look, that your place there. If it is not this, my people, that your place there. Do you know that when I knelt down, it was like I fell asleep? When I came back to myself, the sickness is gone.
Wow.
The sickness is gone.
Glory to God.
Hey, I'm going to tell my people. One of the ladies was telling me, I'm going to tell my people. So you see, the Ayab temple itself is beginning to win souls. Beloved, it is your faith. In fact, these Muslim guys around the church, they have been saying, you say when they are in their room, all the prayers we are praying, they are also praying. They are also praying. Oh, their women have been saying, in Jesus' name, they say, Yesu, Yegusu, Yebo. 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 Yeah, but before you realize, those people will go to heaven. I'm telling you, because in their heart, they believe in Jesus. Except that if they should come through, you know what will happen to them. Beloved, what you think and say and do, you will see. I want us to, look, we are in the supernatural time. Look, your testimony should manifest. Begin to declare right now. Say, I believe in Jesus. I bring you into alignment. This challenge, I bring you into alignment. This problem, I bring you into alignment. This problem, this problem, I bring you into alignment. This challenge, I bring you into alignment. This situation,
I bring you into alignment.
This pain,
yes, Lord.
This experience. I bring you to alignment.
Yes, Lord.
I bring you to alignment.
Yes, Lord.
I bring you to alignment. This issue, I bring you to alignment.
This issue, yes,
I bring you to alignment.
In the name
I connect
of Jesus.
You to Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I connect you to
I
Jesus.
I connect you to Jesus.
I connect you to Jesus.
I connect this situation I connect you to Jesus. Jesus.
Cease to be in my mind.
Cease to be in my
mind. I connect you to Jesus.
I connect you to
Jesus. I offload you to Jesus.
I offload you to Jesus.
I offload you to Jesus.
I offload you to Jesus.
I offload you to Jesus.
I offload you to Jesus.
I offload you to Jesus.
I offload you to Jesus.
I offload you to Jesus.
I offload you to Jesus.
I offload you to Jesus.
I offload you to Jesus.
I offload you to Jesus.
I offload you to Jesus.
I offload you to Jesus.
This burden,
this challenge,
this challenge,
this burden,
this burden,
this burden,
this burden,
this issue,
this issue,
this matter,
this matter,
this problem,
this problem,
this suffering,
this suffering,
this experience,
this experience,
I offload you,
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 I offload you to Jesus,
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 I offload you to Jesus, yes, the Lord,
on my mind,
this burden on my mind,
this burden on my heart.
This burden
this
on my heart.
This on my heart.
This burden
this
on my
burden
heart.
On my
this
heart.
Burden
this
on my
burden
heart.
On my mind.
This burden on
this
my mind.
This burden on my heart.
This burden
somebody
on my
should
heart.
Write it for me.
Yes,
this burden on my heart.
This burden
this
on my heart.
This burden on my heart.
This burden,
this burden on my mind.
This burden on my mind.
This burden on my heart.
This burden on my heart.
This burden on my mind.
This burden on my mind.
This problem.
This problem.
This problem. This problem. This problem, this problem that has become a burden,
that has become a burden
on my mind,
on my heart,
on my mind,
secret burden,
secret burden.
Yes,
that
Lord.
I cannot share with anyone.
That
I cannot share with anyone.
Yes, Lord. I
secret
share
problem.
With anyone.
Secret burden.
Secret burden.
With my husband.
Secret, yes,
with my
Lord.
Wife.
With my,
with my children.
With
my
wife,
boss.
With my children.
With my career.
Yes,
with my career.
With my finances.
With my
finances.
With my business.
With my career.
With my,
with
my career.
With my business.
With my ministry.
Yes, Lord.
This secret burden.
This
secret burden.
This
secret burden.
With my career.
This secret burden.
With my job.
This secret problem.
With my business.
Matter,
with my
this
finances,
matter,
with my
I offload
health,
you right
I
now.
I offload you.
I offload you.
I offload,
I offload you.
To Jesus.
I offload you.
I offload,
I offload you.
Unto
I offload
Jesus.
You.
I offload,
I offload you.
I offload you.
I offload you.
I bring you
into alignment.
I bring you into alignment.
I offload you.
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 The secret burden on my heart. The secret burden on my mind.
Papa, this secret burden.
This secret burden.
This secret problem. This secret issue.
About my situation.
Only Jesus. Only Jesus.
Yes. Only you, Jesus.
I offload you.
I offload you.
I offload you.
I offload
you.
I offload
you.
I offload you.
I offload you.
I offload you.
I offload you.
I offload
you. I offload
you.
I mistake I've made.
Any mistake
the consequences.
I've made. The consequences.
I offload 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 the consequences. I offload the consequences.
I offload the consequences.
Shakataka barakataka ba itale beshekete bara.
The consequences upon you. I offload the consequences on you, Jesus. I offload on you, Lord. I offload on you. I offload on God. I offload. I offload.
Any mistake I have made.
Yes, Lord.
Ancestral mistakes. That is carrying over.
That is carrying over.
The consequences.
The consequences.
Are carrying over.
Are transferred.
I offload. Those consequences.
I offload.
Parental consequences.
Ancestral consequences.
Personal consequences. I offload them.
I offload them.
I cannot carry them.
I offload 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 them.
Pray that prayer right now.
Offload.
It is working.
enemies.
The Lord is just referring me to a scripture.
Any mistake, any personal mistake, any parental mistake, any ancestral mistake, any family mistake. Yes, Lord, that has brought about negative consequences to me. I offload all the consequences of my mistakes on you. Amen.
The Holy Spirit, see, we are praying scripture. We are praying scripture. Somebody should write this offload prayer for me. The Holy Spirit just led me to 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your cares
on Jesus,
all your anxieties, that's for Amplify, all your worries and all your concerns once and for all on Him. On Him, for He cares about you,
yes,
with deepest affection and watches over you carefully. That's Amplify. My God. Casting all your cares. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I offload this burden. I offload the consequences.
I offload the consequences.
The consequences of wrong decisions. I cannot carry it.
I have a carrier. Jesus is the carrier.
I cannot carry.
I cannot carry
this burden.
This burden.
I cannot carry.
I cannot carry
the consequences.
The consequences
of my ancestors.
Of my ancestors.
The consequences.
The consequences
of my fathers.
Of my fathers.
Of my mothers.
Of my mothers.
The consequences.
The consequences
of my past.
Of my past.
I cannot carry.
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 Jesus is the carrier.
Jesus is the carrier.
Jesus is the carrier. Something is
Jesus
happening.
Is
Jesus
the carrier.
Jesus is Jesus the carrier.
Jesus is the carrier.
The consequences.
The consequences
of this mistake.
Of this mistake.
Of this wrong decision.
Wrong decision.
Of this wrong choice.
Of this wrong choice.
I can't live with
I
it.
Cannot 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 stay with
I
it.
Cannot stay with
I cannot carry it.
I cannot carry it.
I cannot. I cannot.
I cannot. I cannot.
I cannot. I cannot.
I cannot.
Jesus is the carrier.
Jesus is the carrier.
Jesus is the carrier.
Jesus is the carrier.
I offload it.
Yes, I offload it.
I offload it.
Yes, Lord.
I offload it.
I offload. Yes,
I offload it.
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 Every secret burden.
Every secret burden.
Every secret load
or consequence
that we are carrying,
we offload
unto Jesus.
We offload Jesus. Jesus is the carrier.
From today, I refuse
and I reject,
and I reject it
in my mind.
In my mind.
In my mind.
In my mind.
I refuse.
I refuse
and reject
in my mind. In my mind.
I refuse.
I refuse
and reject
in my mind. In my mind.
I refuse.
I refuse.
And reject
in my mind.
In my mind.
I refuse.
I refuse.
And reject,
and reject
in my mind.
In my mind.
In my
soul.
In my soul.
In my soul.
In my soul.
In my soul.
In my atmosphere.
In my environment.
I refuse.
I refuse.
And I reject. Yes, Lord.
I refuse.
I refuse. And I reject.
I refuse.
I reject.
I refuse.
I reject.
I refuse.
I reject.
I refuse.
I reject.
This sickness.
This sickness.
This disease.
This disease.
This sickness.
This sickness.
This disease.
This disease.
This sickness.
This sickness,
this disease,
this disease,
this medical
this
condition,
medical condition,
this medical condition,
this medical condition,
this medical condition,
yes, Lord.
I refuse,
I refuse,
I reject,
I refuse
this situation,
I reject, yes,
this
Lord,
economic
this
situation,
economic
this
situation,
financial situation. And I cast it.
And I cast it.
I offload it.
I offload it.
I offload it.
I offload it.
Unto Jesus Christ.
Unto Jesus
the carrier.
The carrier.
The carrier.
The carrier.
Jesus the carrier.
Jesus is the carrier.
Jesus the carrier.
Jesus is the carrier.
Jesus the carrier.
Jesus is the carrier.
Jesus my carrier.
Jesus my carrier.
Jesus my carrier.
Jesus my carrier.
Jesus the carrier.
Jesus the carrier.
It is working. It is working.
I reject.
Jesus the carrier.
I refuse. Yes, Lord.
It is working.
Jesus the carrier.
Jesus the carrier.
Jesus the carrier.
Jesus the carrier.
Jesus is the carrier.
Jesus the carrier.
Jesus is the carrier.
Jesus the carrier.
Jesus the carrier.
Jesus the carrier. Jesus the carrier. Jesus the carrier. Jesus the carrier. Jesus the carrier. Lipaparakatakabaita. Apaparakatakabaya.
I refuse and I reject.
Lipaparakatakabaya.
Lipaparakatakabasha. Yes, Lord. I refuse and I reject this condition, this trouble, yes, Lord, that I've brought upon myself. I refuse and I reject it. Jesus is the carrier.
Beloved, something is happening. Something is happening. Miracles are happening. There is a turnaround.
Jesus is the carrier.
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 Look, healings are taking place. Deliverances are. Look, there is a turnaround. There is a turnaround. I can feel something right now for somebody online. I offload. I can see somebody online praying, and you know, the person is offloading. The person is doing the hand like this.
Amen.
The person is throwing something. I can see somebody,
yes, Lord,
online. The person is
you
throwing.
Are the carrier,
I'm
Jesus.
Seeing in the vision. The person is casting it. It's, look, that's look. Do it the way you are led. Kebarakatakabaya. I offload. Come on, this burden from today, for the rest of the day that are left. Look, you are going to hear something. The 18 days that are left, you are going to hear what you have never heard before. You are going to feel something in your body. Please, as we are praying, check your body. Check your system. Look, things are happening right now. Look, confusion is being cleared. Fear is being cleared. Everything is being cleared. Doors are being opened. You are my carrier. Rapapa katakabaya katakabaya. You are going to receive calls. Sheke teke bara katakabaya. Ibeleke teke bara. Ibeleke teke bara. Ibalaka takabara. Ibeleke teke bara. Ibeleke teke bara. Abaleke teke bara. Jesus the carrier. 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 Jesus the carrier, Jesus the carrier, Jesus the carrier, Jesus the carrier, Jesus the carrier. In Jesus' mighty name. Beloved, I really want to thank God for his goodness and his mercy. I understand Romans chapter 8, verse 26. That says that we do not know how to pray or what to pray, but the Spirit of God prays through us. Today I've not written anything. But look at the way the Holy Spirit has led us. Hoga. Rima Fakoti. Father, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and the adoration. Father, we are testifying. The testimonies have begun. The testimonies have begun, O Lord. The testimonies have begun. We present every care, every concern. Lord, you are the carrier. You came to give your life for our mistakes. You came to give your life. Somebody should write this for me. That Jesus came to give his life for our mistakes. For our consequences. Oh my God. Look, Sunday when you are coming to bring an offering, come and connect to the altar about this. I'm telling you. I am telling you. I just feel something happening right now. I can just feel that Jesus has stepped into situations. I can feel that people's conditions are changing. Amen. Like Veronica. I can just see. Look, from now that we pray this prayer, anytime the thought of that thing comes, push it to Jesus. Say, come on, get to Jesus. Go back to Jesus. Get back to the cross. What are you doing here? What are you doing in my mind? Are you getting it? Because it doesn't mean that the thought will not come. Oh, the thought will come. Even whilst you are praying, cry. Look, you should know now how the devil speaks. Whilst you are praying right now, cry, in your head, something is going on. In your head, this thing, cry. Are you sure it will work? That's the devil. That's the devil. Push that thought. Cast down that thought. This thought, I cast you down in Jesus' name. I nail you to the cross. Immediately that burden begins to surface. Sometimes after praying like this, you see the situation worsening. Laugh. Tell that situation that is worsening that you are just a shadow. You are a shadow. I am seeing your shadow. You are not a reality. I am seeing your shadow. I am just seeing your shadow. You are a shadow. You are a shadow. You are a shadow. You are not a reality. You are no more a reality. Jesus has captured you. Oh my God, thank you for today. Jesus has captured you. You, this problem. After you pray like this and say, Jesus has captured you. 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 You are just a shadow. Shadow. Get off my mind. Get off me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And I tell you that before the close of the day, somebody is going to give me a call. I'm telling you, those who couldn't join today, they have missed something. Before the close of the day, somebody is going to give me a call. Somebody is going to give me a call. I'm telling you, before the close of the day, somebody is going to give me a call. You see, now the level God is going to take us. Look, you don't need anybody to lay hands on you. I'm telling you. Because the thing is already inside you. From next year, God is going to use me to bring what is already inside you. To teach you how to bring it out. How to walk in miracles. How to walk in the supernatural. How to walk in your greatness. How to walk in this and that. I pray that God will grant me the grace. Amen. I declare to you, look, your bills have been paid. Amen. Your burden has been offloaded. Amen. Your disease and sickness has been healed. Amen. Jesus has captured all of them. Let them remain captured by Jesus. Don't carry them again. Don't entertain them again. Don't entertain that fear. Don't entertain that medical condition. Don't entertain that situation. Don't entertain it. Don't entertain it. Even any human being that is mentioned, even pastors, the devil can use that sometimes. I'm telling you. The devil can use anybody anytime, briefly. Say, no. This one, no. This one, no. Jesus has already captured it. I've cast it on Jesus. I have cast it on Jesus. So it is no longer part of me. I end you here today. I've taken more of your time, 15 minutes of your time. We shall meet again on Friday at the same time. But before then, I know that testimonies have started flowing. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. I declare to you that for the first time in your life, if you have never experienced anything like this, today, for the first time in your life, you are experiencing what you have never experienced before. Amen. All unto the glory of God. God willing, 11th hour prayer parade. Those of you who will be on Facebook, we shall connect over there. People are testifying. This lady who is a singer, Hannah Rain, she says she was very sick. She couldn't do anything for some weeks now. But then immediately I came online. She managed to just come online. And as I was teaching, breaking free from witchcraft, so she felt what was happening to her was an attack. Immediately she got up. She has been fine ever since. When she got connected, we give glory to God Almighty. So beloved, maintain what Veronica had. She felt in her body that the thing she is healed. You too, feel it right now. Feel it right now. Take it right now. Celebrate it right now. Come on, celebrate it right now. Violently. Reject that situation. Reject that thought. Reject it. Celebrate it right now. Things cannot remain like that. Oh my God. I can see how heaven is rejoicing. I am just getting something right now. Sometimes God is silent for you to become violent. To become violent. To say enough is enough.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.